Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready to dive into some more cool tech?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Today we're tackling something that sounds pretty complex, but is honestly mind-blowing once you break it down.
I'm all ears. What are we looking at today?
We're talking about PLC programming for seamless motion control integration.
Okay, I see what you mean about sounding complex.
Right, but stick with us because this is what's behind so much of the automation we see every day.
Oh, I totally agree. It's like this silent force making everything run smoothly.
Exactly. So, to start off, can you break down that phrase for us? What does seamless motion control integration actually mean?
Sure. The seamless part is key. It's all about making things work together flawlessly, like a magic trick almost. Think about a factory, right? Machines, robots, conveyor belts, everything moving in perfect sync.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
Behind the scenes, though, it's anything but simple. All those moving parts need to communicate constantly, know exactly where they are, what they're doing. That's where the integration comes in.
And that's where PLCs step onto the stage, right?
Exactly. Programmable logic controllers, or PLCs, they're like the brains of the whole operation.
So if I'm picturing this right, it's like each PLC is a tiny conductor leading its own section of the orchestra.
That's a great way to put it. They're constantly taking in information, making decisions based on their programming, and then sending out signals to control the movement of motors, actuators, you name it.
Okay, this is blowing my mind a little bit. Do you have a real-world example that can help us really grasp this?
Sure, let's stick with the factory example. Imagine a high-speed bottling line. Bottles are whizzing by, getting filled, capped, labeled, all happening in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, I can picture it.
A PLC in that system is responsible for ensuring every single bottle is filled to the correct level, the cap is secured properly, the label is placed accurately, if the timing is off by even a fraction of a second.
Disaster, right? Spills, messed up products, the whole nine yards.
Precisely. But when it's programmed correctly, it all looks effortless. That's the beauty of it.
That is pretty amazing. And I bet for anyone working with this kind of tech, that reliability is paramount.
Oh, absolutely. Reliability and safety, of course, are the top priorities, which is why the programming itself has to be top-notch.
Right, so let's talk about that. What are some of the keys to making sure those PLCs are programmed for perfect performance?
Well, just like any other kind of programming, it all comes down to clear, logical thinking. You need a really solid understanding of the process you're automating, right?
Yeah, I imagine any little mistake in the code could have some pretty big consequences out on the factory floor or wherever it's being used.
Exactly. So organization is key. And depending on the complexity of the system, you might use different programming languages. Ladder logic is a classic. It's very visual, kind of like building a circuit diagram.
I've seen that before, yeah.
Right. But for super intricate automation tasks, you might use something like structured text, which gives programmers a lot more control.
It's fascinating, honestly. So it's not just making things move, it's this whole science of making them move perfectly, reliably, every single time.
You got it. And as automation technology keeps getting more advanced, think smart factories, self-driving cars, the demands on PLC programming are only going to increase.
It makes you wonder, what will the future of motion control look like?
Right. We're going to need even more powerful processors, more sophisticated algorithms. We might even see AI and machine learning playing a bigger role.
That's pretty wild to think about, like PLCs that can learn and adapt on the fly.
It's definitely coming. And that raises some big questions, too. Like, how do we ensure those systems are still safe and reliable as they become more complex?
Right. How do we stay ahead of the curve? That's definitely something to ponder.
Definitely. The future of motion control is going to be fascinating to watch unfold.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. It's been fun.
Huge thanks to you for walking us through the intricate world of PLCs and motion control.
Happy to do it. Anytime.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, keep those gears turning.